You are listening to the Special Needs Mom Podcast. This is Kara, your host, and I am so glad you're here. Before we get into this episode, I want you to know that Pathway to Peace, which is a group coaching program, is currently available to join. This program is built on three main pillars. First, coaching. It's the real powerhouse. It's what I do. It's what I love. Second, community. And if you've been around for a little bit more than a minute, you know how I feel about community and the power that it has to heal and change your life. And lastly, I have a library of content filled with resources, with modules, with lessons. We go way deeper than I can go in on the podcast. And these are available to you in a way that you can consume them in your busy life. This program would be a good fit for you if you've stabilized past the point of initial diagnosis and find yourself spending a little bit more than you'd like to in overwhelm. And you can't imagine how, given all the things in your life, you can have any sort of peace ever again. Through the program, you will gain the gift of acceptance. You will do the work to recover your spark. You'll leave the program with the tools and the confidence that you have what you need to have joy and peace part of your life once again. So it's time to change it up. I know you've been saying yes to everybody, especially serving with all your heart and everything you have to your child. Now it's time to say yes to you. Find the link in the show notes to get more information and for next steps. Hi, I'm Kara, life coach, wife, and mom to four incredible and unique children. It wasn't all that long ago that my son received a diagnosis that had my world come crashing down. I lacked the ability to see past the circumstances, which felt impossible, and the dreams I once had for my life and family felt destroyed. Fast forward past many years of surviving and not at all thriving, and you'll see a mom who trusts that she can handle anything that comes her way and has access to the power and confidence that once felt so lacking. I created the Special Needs Mom Podcast to create connection and community with moms who find themselves feeling trapped and with no one who really understands. My intention is to spark the flare of possibility in your own life and rekindle your ability to dream. This isn't a podcast about your special needs child. This is a podcast about you. If you are a mom who feels anxious, alone, or stuck, then you are in the right place. Welcome. Hello and welcome back to the Special Needs Mom Podcast. My guess is that most of you are in full swing on the summer season. And I applaud you. And I am not quite there. My kids still have a week of school from when this episode will go live. And honestly, I'm thrilled about that. If you're feeling like summer is not going so well and you just feel like you've lost the structure of school, go back and listen to episode 89. It talks about summer, and I can't remember exactly the name of the episode. However, you can consider it a summer survival guide. But let's get into today's topic. Today, what I want to talk about is what I'm calling the drama of it all. And specifically, it's missing the drama of it all. It's me speaking to this weird phenomena where I found myself, and I'll get more into the details soon, but I found myself in this very, very perplexing and confusing state, where I had two very conflicting emotions that honestly had me feeling a little, like something was wrong with me. So the goal of this episode is so that you leave this conversation saying, I'm not alone and nothing is wrong with me. I'm hopeful that it gives you words to kind of help summarize maybe some experiences that you have had as well, but maybe haven't been brave enough to speak out loud or even kind of formulated and fully developed yet. I think what happens is sometimes we have this little bit of awareness. It feels awkward or maybe it feels very uncomfortable. Like I said, what I'm going to talk about today is kind of confusing intellectually. And so therefore, I think sometimes we just tuck it away and think, I'm just going to not, so I'm not going to deal with that right now. And so, like I said, the name of this episode is Addiction to the Drama of It All. And it speaks to the experience after everyone has gone home, the treatment is done, the ride is over, and you find yourself back in trying to adjust to this new normal, yet it doesn't feel normal at all. And so I'm actually going to look at, break it up into three phases and to kind of identify what might happen or what you might relate to in each different phase. I want to give a quick recap of kind of the last 10-ish months for myself in case you are new to this podcast so that you have some context of what I have experienced and what I'm speaking to, and maybe you'll relate very closely to it, to actual surgeries and treatments. Maybe you'll relate more loosely, like your event might be just a diagnosis. And it might not be a diagnosis of a medical nature. It might be a diagnosis of a developmental disability. And so I want you to make sure that you don't other yourself and say, oh, I didn't have that, so I can't relate. I want you to actually find your story inside my story. And so as a quick recap, my son is now a 3-time brain tumor survivor. His first one back when he was 2. Last year when he was 12, he had his second diagnosis and he had a major surgery in October. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. He had what was supposed to be like a 5 to 7 day hospital stay. We stayed for almost 3 weeks. A lot of things didn't go as they were supposed to. It was awful. And we were hopeful that that surgery would have allowed us to move on from the active brain tumor stage. It kind of did, but those tumors are pesky. Got to say that. They're back. And so this late winter, early spring, we have been doing more surgery and 6 weeks of proton beam radiation. So when I speak to kind of the before, during, and after, I'm really noticing the experience is very different each time around with all of the different events, but the process of recovery, and that's really what I have my eye on for you, is very similar no matter what the actual details of the events are. So the before time, this is the time where you know something's coming and you have time to prepare for it. So this is going to be where you're busy setting up appointments and schedules and making arrangements if you have other children or if you have a work situation and career. This is kind of, I love this time love is actually not the right word. This time is time where I feel very activated. I feel very busy. I allow my lovely desire to control things. I allow it to bloom. And I feel like I'm really good at this part. I'm really good. I was a project manager in my former life. And so I feel like I can get my ducks in a row. I can project and I can plan. And yay, that's awesome. And it's filled with nerves and anticipation and worry and fearful. And it's also filled with kind friends and family who are there with you, wondering how it's going to go. Wondering what will be, wondering when, how they can fit in, how they can help. And it's a wonderful time. I want you to also note that you might skip this step. You might have a quick and sudden diagnosis where you had no ability to see it coming. This would apply if your child was born with their disability and you weren't expecting it. So let's move on to the during stage. This is the part where you're in the active intensity of we'll just call it an intense season. So this is when your child's in the NICU. This is when somebody else in your family has had a major event and it changes the structure of support that you have. This is when there's surgery. This is when there's treatments. This is when there's a new diagnosis. Even if you are already trekking along with an existing diagnosis, this is when you get a new diagnosis that you're actively in the, we don't know what's happening. We all know it may be hard. I was going to say not good. We, in some cases, will know this is not good. This is not ideal that my son is back in the hospital. And so you can imagine, I might kind of say that with a little bit of lightness, but this is the time where we are deer in the headlights. Oh my gosh, all I can do is survive. This is intense and hard. I'm lucky if I get a shower type of time. Now, that's going to be on the extreme end. However, for some of you that have very long NICU stays, I mean, I have people in my circle that have had year-long plus NICU stays, that kind of becomes your normal. And so you have to kind of recognize that these seasons can be very short. They can be one day or they can be a year. I think something to notice about the during stage is that people around us rally. This is the part where people offer to bring meals. People offer to pick our other kids up from school. People offer and send gift cards on Venmo and all the things. They wonder and they ask, how's it going? And then they listen. This is the part where people are saying they're praying for you and that you're constantly in their thoughts. Okay. And then at some point, that time ends and we have the after part. Now, the after part looks very different to other people than it does to us. But this is the part where you go home from the hospital. It's somewhat of a winding down. It is where we can actually kind of set down our weapons, if you will, and recognize, okay, everybody for the moment is safe. Even if your child has a degenerative prognosis where ultimately you're expecting that their life will be shortened from their disability, you still have what you can call is your new normal. I hate that word, but you get what I'm saying. This is where it's like our everyday life. When we're not in that season of extreme, this is when you're getting used to things, right? So maybe you had a new diagnosis and something sudden and very significant changed your life. And this is the after where you're actually starting to adjust. And these are the things that I noticed happen and also were my experiences and thoughts during these times. So the things I noticed were people start to lose interest. They think that because you went home, that things are all of a sudden okay. Or they think that because time has gone by, you're now used to this new diagnosis. Let's say if you were not out of your home, they think that, oh, now it's just okay, well, that was a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. You're probably okay now, right? Support starts to wear off. This might be when your meal train has ended. Nobody's bringing meals anymore. You might even think, I should be just fine now. So you start to think you need less support. You start to miss the things that you were desperate to get away from. This is the part where the really complex and confusing experiences come in place. Because you were desperate to leave the hospital. You might even go as far as to say you hate the hospital. Yet you find yourself missing it. And almost recalling the experience of being there with a longing. And it's very weird because you're like, that was awful. Why would I ever think that I want that again? And so this is when your mind starts to kind of think, okay, something seems off here. This is also the time when your body is starting to unwind from the trauma. And what a lot of us don't realize is when we are all of a sudden in an experience when we are in that fight, flight, freeze stage, right? This is just our natural nervous system response to when things are happening that we feel like could be a threat to our life or the life of our child. We go into this fight, flight, or freeze. When we ramp up to that, it's actually like a bell curve. If you picture a bell curve, right? A bell, you have to ramp up to that. So you have to go through the stages to get there. And then to come down, you actually have to go back down through. So depression is very common in this stage. A lot of really awful feelings are common in this stage. Disconnection, not engaged in things that you normally like. This is when you start to shift out of just having that wonderful numb feeling. And I say that actually intentionally, where you actually just get to experience something, but you don't have to feel the full weight of the impact of it. This is what starts to leave in the after stage. And you start to think about future. And you start to have to become really vulnerable again to actually be able to process the emotion of what just happened. And so what I want to put words to is recognizing what is actually happening during this stage. What actually is happening is that when you were in perhaps the before and during stages, you felt very cared for. You felt very connected. You believed that people wanted to know how you were doing, and you knew that people realized you needed help because they were offering help without you even asking. So here's the thing, the really key thing. You don't actually miss the thing. You miss how you felt during the thing. And remember, the thing could be the event. It could be the diagnosis, the hospitalization, the NICU stay, the emergency, whatever the thing might be. So if you've ever had the thought, something might be wrong with me, that I would want that again, that you almost liked it, that you miss it, you're not alone. Because remember, you don't miss the thing. The thing was awful. What you miss was how you felt during the thing. So there's a lot of good news here. When we recognize that we like those feelings, when we can actually look back at that season, even when it was awful, and we can actually have gratitude for those parts of it, for the parts of it that people showed up at. We don't have to have gratitude for the whole thing. We can isolate little bits and pieces that actually carried us through, and we can be profoundly grateful for those and those alone. The other thing here is where you actually get to tap into your power again. So many of us come out of these experiences feeling helpless, feeling alone, feeling hopeless. And I think it's because we feel like, okay, well, I clearly don't want to go back in the hospital again or go have another surgery. And I'm saying I, but really it's my child experiencing it, me experiencing it as his mother. And so we feel trapped because we're like, well, I definitely don't want to go back there, but I want to feel that way again. When we learn to actually separate the experience from our relationship to the experience, and I'll elaborate on this, we get our power back. So when we recognize that the reason we had these fond feelings is because we had thoughts and beliefs that generated these feelings for us about what was happening during this time. I'll give you some examples. It's very likely that during the time, either the before or during season, that you thought, people are here for me. I just have like a list of thoughts here. People are here for me. I have a lot of support. Blank, this could be anybody, wants to know how I or we are doing. I didn't have any idea that so many people cared about me. Wow, how generous. So you can see how these thoughts might have been inspired by specific actions of people, right? So like maybe somebody sends you a gift card and you think, wow, how generous. You felt so cared for. That makes you feel cared for. You didn't even have to ask and they just gave you something and you, as a gift. And that feels good. And so when you recognize that these thoughts are the thoughts that you generated as a result of what happened, no longer do you have to have the thing that happened. You can actually generate these thoughts now. You can actually generate the belief that people are here for you now in this after season. You can actually tap into the belief that, oh, I actually still have all the support I had then. You might decide, oh, wow, I might need to communicate my needs differently, or I might actually need to own my own needs, and I might need to make requests instead of assuming people know what I need. But do you see how if you actually step into the awareness of what was it that you specifically believed and maybe left behind as you transitioned from the during stage to now the after stage, there's magic there for you. And when I say magic, what I mean is there's really life pivotal and forming thoughts that you can recognize that you can actually generate on purpose. So during the during stage, you were just doing this on accident. You weren't even trying to do this. It was just kind of your default. You found yourself in this place. And so what we can do when we create this kind of awareness, we can see something that we did just on accident, that it just happened. We can recognize how it worked and how we understand it. And then we can apply it on purpose with intention. This is where we get into actually you have to practice something. And we're not going to necessarily go into that on this episode, but I want to just recognize that in this after stage, which my guess is that many of you are in or have passed through, that if you do, you find yourself feeling alone, feeling maybe like nobody understands, or maybe even feeling some hopelessness. First off, you're not alone. And that the good news here that I want you to leave with is that if you've ever felt supported and cared for and connected, that you have 100% opportunity to feel that way again. And you don't have to go back to that really horrible time to create that. And so you see why I call this the addiction to the drama of it all. Because it's almost like we're so used, I found myself like the energy of the rallying of all the things. I found myself like, I really like that. I really like feeling, turns out I really like feeling cared for. And when you recognize the thing that you actually liked, of course I want to be addicted to that. Yes, I want to always want more feeling cared for. And I can create that on purpose. That's a very good thought to me. And so we're going to wrap this episode here. And I would love to hear from you and hear your thoughts and hear what you experienced in the before, during, and after stages. What would you add? Is there anything that you notice about yourself that I didn't mention on this episode? Let's talk about it over on the old Instagram. It's a really fun way just to be able to dialogue about your experience, sharing your story with me. I absolutely love it. So feel free. All of my information is easily found in the show notes, and we will see you on the next episode. I hope you're having a good summer. See you then. One more thing before we officially wrap up this show. Sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts, I have the experience of wanting more. I'm listening at the very end thinking, I sure wish that episode didn't end. I invite you, if you feel in any way the same way, I invite you to the Special Needs Mom Podcast Community, which is a free group that I host on Facebook, where we as a community of fellow moms who listen to this podcast and are experiencing life in similar shoes, get to talk to one another, get to share stories, get to actually interact. I hope you'll consider joining. See you over there.